from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Please have you along. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing great.
You sound better than this.
This is the club.
I'm just seeing that the actual footage of the that plane hitting the power lines.
Yeah.
That went down.
Out in Fairview.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the actual sub, like the you said, like the doorbell cam.
Not good, bro.
No, that's not good. And there's like a, because there's like a van that's passing by it. And I tell you, every time I drive across the 205 bridge, there's always a plane coming down. I always think about that. What would I do right now if I just saw that plane go down? And, oh my gosh. Yeah, to that dude in the van, he's just like, holy crap. And that poor lady whose husband was at Costco, that is something else. On a lighter note, hey, the club, hey.
Look at you.
Yeah. Sorry, just like that. Everyone said that video was out there. I hadn't seen it anywhere. None of the news places were showing it, and it came across my Twitter feed.
Yeah, they clipped those power lines right before they crashed into the townhomes there.
No good. So just think about that. You just come home, and your house is on fire. There's a plane in it.
So, a little Paralympics talk here.
Yeah. So I kind of. I've always known that the Paralympics are a thing. I don't know a whole lot about them.
Yeah.
I've never watched them. And I was getting my beard trimmed like a week or two ago. And the barber shop that I go to always has sports on. They always have something going on. And they had the Paralympics on. And the lady who cuts my beard was all about it. She's all about the Olympics, all about the Paralympics. And so she was talking to me about it. And like a moron,
uh-oh,
I thought that the Paralympics... And this is why I want to say, if I'm the only one, I thought the Paralympics, you had to like lose a limb. I thought like, I was not aware that the Paralympics was as open to disabilities as they are. Because like, sometimes when I think about the amount of people, like the different varieties of para athletes, it seems kind of uneven.
Yeah, it's so, like unfair, you mean?
So, yeah, so I could be running in a race with no leg against a guy who's deaf.
Right.
That seems odd. Like, I'm missing a limb. You just can't hear the gun go off. That seems odd to me.
Well, I saw a clip from this over the weekend, a swimming clip, and a dude who took second place who didn't have any arms.
Yeah.
And he's swimming against a guy who has arms. That seems like a pretty right? imbalanced playing field there.
I, like an idiot, spoke up. I was like, wait, what does that person have? And they're like, oh, that person's deaf. And like a moron, I shouted. I was like, I didn't shout, but I was like, don't you have to like be missing a leg to be in the Paralympics? And she just looked at me and was like, no. She goes, there's all kinds of disabilities. And then I was like, wait, like, do they have different categories? Like, for like severeness of disabilities,
there are 10 categories of impairment that,
but they all compete against.
Yeah, it's just one Olympic Games. But you, in order to be a Paralympian, you have to be in one of the 10 categories. And it can be anywhere from intellectual disabilities to leg length differences.
Yeah.
To limb deficiencies, to vision impairment, you know.
Yeah, and then I was, again, I just kept digging the deeper hole. I was like, well, that seems a bit odd. And
you don't like it.
Well, no. And then that lady was like, she was not about me because she thought I was like being dismissive. And I was like, no, I just think it's kind of weird. And then I started Googling, and it turns out over the years, people have faked disabilities to be in the Paralympics. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, you can get someone who's got, like, slight hearing loss, and they're like, I'm a Paralympian. And then the next thing you're out there winning gold against someone that's got a severe disability.
Yeah, so there's a dude who is, along those lines, there's a guy who's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
and he's a Paralympian for the Iranian volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
But his disability is just that he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't think
like the syndrome that makes you grow that fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a degenerative
disease, right?
Like, yeah. But he's 8 feet.
It's
yeah.
allowed him to be a taller volleyball player.
Well, that's my whole thing. Like, so Victor Wembanyama, like he's 7'6". So you're telling me that he's 6 inches away from being disabled and being able to go compete?
Well, I don't.
No, you'd have to have the syndrome.
You have
that
to have
that,
the actual condition.
Well, I'm guessing if you're 8 feet tall, you have that condition.
But not 7'6".
Oh, man. The whole. My mind was recently blown on the Paralympics. I thought it was all the Blade Runner. I thought, like, you had to be missing a limb. I thought something serious has to go down. And now I'm being dismissive. I'm not saying that being deaf or blind isn't serious, but it seems a little wonky, does it not? Like, if I'm a swimmer and I've got no arms and I'm swimming against a person that is hard of hearing or is legally blind but just needs to go in a straight line, I don't get how that... I'm missing my arms. It seems unfair to me and ripe for controversy.
Maybe you should write a sternly worded letter to the leaders of the Paralympics.
I'm not going to do that. But I will say that I made some judgments on the Paralympics. And yes, there have been cheating scandals, including team members faking disabilities. I looked it up.
There's a whole South Park episode about it. It's really great.
Yeah, that was the Timmy one, right?
Yeah. Well, Cartman starts like wearing a bike helmet in there and pretending he has things he doesn't have. And,
And didn't you have some hot
it's Paralympic? It's basically along these lines, but I think whoever it is that has to decide what the threshold is to make you special enough for the Special Olympics or disabled enough for the Paralympics, that's got to be the most brutal job out there. Like, there's a woman, she anchors radio for, like, ESPN radio. I've heard her a couple times. She was in the Paralympics as a swimmer one cycle, and then the next, they're like, your condition's gotten a lot better, so you're not really, can't be here anymore. And I'm like, there's someone who has to tell people that have a disability, nah, you're not disabled enough, you can't be in our contest.
I did see that
would be weird.
I saw the American archer who doesn't have arms, and he won gold hitting bullseyes, shooting bows and arrows with his feet. Now,
come on,
that,
really?
Look it up, it's freaking nuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and like he's jumping around, and he's got no arms, and he's an archer. That to me is what I assumed the Paralympics was. But if you've got, if you've got like muscular dystrophy or something, and you've got like some stiff muscles or whatever, you compete against the guy in archery that's got no arms. It seems. And yet the no arms guy won the gold. So, I just thought that was no idea. Like all these years, I had no idea what the Paralympics was bringing to the table.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out to Jared Wallace. You know who he is?
No, I don't.
He's an American Paralympian who is friend. He's a friend of the program. I've golfed with Jared.
Really?
Yeah, because he's buddies with the great Masters Pete. He is the son of Masters Pete's old childhood friend.
Oh.
Yeah, and he is missing one of his legs. I don't remember if it's left or it's right.
Yeah.
But he has one of those blades. And he's in the he's a very accomplished athlete.
Yeah.
And great dude, very motivated. Good story.
Yeah.
Motivational guy. Nice guy. He's 34 now, but Pete said he's running there again.
That's
doing the high jump there.
Yeah. So again, high jump with one leg, but like if someone's got like high functioning autism, they too.
Long jump. Yeah.
So
jump really far.
You learn something new.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I see what you're saying, though. I've never really thought about it like that, but I don't know. I assume they have a panel of people who vet it all, and...
No.
Let's...
All I know is in that barbershop...
Toss up the ball and the best man win.
I felt like a complete idiot.
Or woman.
As we like to say. Just every now and then you feel like
I feel like a total idiot.
And then I'm the sports guy. And believe me, she was looking at me like, don't you do this for a living? I was like, yeah. And I said, to be fair, like, we don't talk about the Paralympics, so... Made a lot of bad assumptions, but I think it's a fair assumption. I think there's a lot of people like me that thought you had to be missing something.
Hey, whatever makes you feel better.
It's right here. Hey, saw the highlights of the two little people playing badminton?
Yeah.
Saw that too.
That was cool.
Yeah. Why? What are you saying, Rob? You think it's cool?
Oh, I think it was awesome. Dude, they were so good.
They were so good. But he says, Suk, I was with you. I thought you had to be missing something. See? I didn't know that...
One person agrees with you, Jason.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person.
I think you thought it, too. When did you know?
No, I knew because I know Jared.
Oh.
And
but
so,
he's missing a leg.
He is, yeah.
So he falls into the category of what you thought they had to be.
I mean, if you watch, they're not all... Like, the guy, the American...
I don't watch. Do you? You don't watch.
Well, either. I saw the highlights. There was an American guy, teenager, that just won the 100 meter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The sprint. And not everybody in that race was missing limbs, mm-hmm. you know. My eyes are very important to me, so I saw that with my eyes.
I just can't believe that there's people that fake being disabled. I guess I can't believe it. Fake being disabled.
Yeah, so I don't know why that would surprise you.
Yeah.
But that's like the ultimate stolen valor right there. Like
that is
really bad.
Yes.
Well, we have a new host of the Wheel of Fortune, guys.
Spain had their entire men's basketball team disqualified because they were faking intellectual disabilities.
Wow. That's a commitment.
In 2000, you had an entire group of people that got together and was like, hey, let's go win Paralympic gold.
Pretending to, like, have learning disabilities or something? Or, like...
Yeah. It says most of the... right here. International basketball scandals. Spain's intellectual disabled men's basketball team won the 2000 Paralympic gold and was found to be faking their disabilities. Got charged with fraud and the entire intellectual disabled basketball category removed from the Paralympics. They were so bad, they just took
the whole category?
The whole category.
What?
They took it away.
Well, that's not fair.
Because of Spain.
Well, I would agree with intellectual disabilities. It's not always like, you know, I mean, it doesn't always jump off the page at you.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah, I know.
I mean, but some people, I don't know. This is like full of landmines.
It really is. Which is why... And when this happens in real time and people are looking at you and you're trying to have and then you're trying to back away from that conversation, but you're already in it, it's tough. And then I was like, oh my God, what if someone has like family members that compete in these sorts of things? And so I just was like, I should just shut up. Sometimes you should just shut up.
The no arm swimmer was a submarine? It was amazing.
Yeah, I sent you guys the video. It's incredible. Guys. Like, it's really impressive. And I feel like he should have won gold because if he could have just reached with an arm, he would have had it.
See?
He didn't even have an arm.
And that was the difference.
Seems unfair to me. I just want fairness.
You gotta reach with your neck.
I want fairness. And then you're just headbutting a wall. You can't do that.
Hey, whatever it takes.
I just want fairness in my Olympics. By the way, there's plenty of doping scandals, too, in the Paralympics.
Oh, I bet.
Getting all sauced up.
Yes, we have a new host of the Wheel of Fortune, Who They Chose, next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.